Well, the two counties, let's see, I can't remember the name of this county. I know it grows most of the blueberries in the country. Washington County. Then we have a lot of paper mills. That's very low population density up in that area. Even the potato growing area way up there, that really surprises me. You may know more about Aroostook County, is that what it's called? Yeah, very, very distinctive cultural area. It sort of surprised me that it's gone for the Democratic Party. Well, a lot of French Canadians, that's true, and French Canadians tend to be more liberal in their politics. Good point. That's an important factor. Maine and Vermont used to be the two most reliably Republican voting states. They're the only states that voted for Alf Landon in 1936. But they have, as a Republican Party, made the bid for the South that changed the constitution of the Republican Party. And if I look through American political history, one thing seemed constant is these people are not going to vote the same way as the white people in this region. Right, and that has been throughout the history of our country. So as parties change their regional base, there'll be sort of corresponding shifts. That's my best guess. Some of you know more about Maine than I do. Maine's the one state I haven't been in. I've been in all the others, but I've never been to Maine. So I should go there and examine it a little bit. Yes. Yeah. So that fits. A strong independence. I think Mainers have that self identification, I think, as being independent and not. I don't know, does that fit perceptions of people who know Maine better than I do? Yes. Yeah, Ross Perot, and did he take more votes from Bush or for Clinton? He certainly took them from both. I think the consensus is probably helped Clinton. I see some people are agreeing with me. No, I don't think it was entirely clear cut, but overall, a lot of Perot voters were fairly conservative, certainly conservative economically. They were wary of, their big issue was the debt. And actually, Clinton came in, and one of his first priorities was to start reducing the deficit. But that was a bit unexpected, and there were big fights in the Clinton administration against the deficit hawks and those who wanted to spend more on social programs. And Clinton ultimately decided to go the way of deficit reduction, much to the consternation of people like Robert Reich and others on the left in his administration. So that's a good point.